Command number 97. Do not close your eyes to the Holy Spirit's work. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Matthew 12:32. Probably the most feared sin in the world, the great sin, is what we commonly refer to as blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Its most hideous portrayal is given in the grossly inaccurate translation of the King James Version in Mark 3:29. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. The NIV's horrendous mistranslation, "will never be forgiven," adds a yet greater burden to an already difficult text. The apparent irrevocable judgment of this passage has weighed heavily on the hearts of multitudes through the years, producing a totally erroneous view of God and probably keeping many out of His kingdom. It has surely caused as much fear and confusion as any single verse in the Bible. It is no exaggeration to say that for some, this passage is the single greatest stumbling block preventing a life of intimacy with God. Guilt may be at root, but a far deeper problem exists than that. The corrosive effect it has on our portrayal of God's nature. All this misunderstanding is based on an incomplete and inaccurate translation not found in the Greek original. What we read in our Bibles are not only translations of the Greek at all, but also interpretations. Bolstered by tradition and passed down from one version of the Bible to the next, continuing to support the orthodoxy of the translators. Thousands, if not millions, have been misled as a result to wrong perspectives about God. To dig between the lines of this verse and get to the true meaning of this command, most of us will have to forget what we have been taught about the extent of God's forgiveness. There is no such thing as an unforgivable sin. God wants to forgive all sin, but He is only able to forgive when the door to forgiveness is open. The verse speaks not about God's willingness to forgive, but about the conditions in which forgiveness can operate. If those conditions are wrong, there is simply no way for forgiveness to get in. MacDonald writes, "This is the condemnation, not the sins that men have committed, but the condition of mind in which they choose to remain. In this sin against the Holy Ghost, I see no single act alone, but a willful condition of mind." Unspoken Sermons, First Series, "It Shall Not Be Forgiven." What Jesus is speaking of here is no blasphemous outburst, but an overall perspective towards God's work among men. The blasphemy is no sudden curse, but an outlook. The Pharisees were attributing the miracles of Jesus to the devil. They did not recognize the source of those miracles. They were closing the door, blocking truth from their hearts. As long as they refused to open that door, acknowledging truth's source, the Holy Spirit of God, of course there could be no forgiveness. They had closed the door against it. The Spirit had no means of entry. What Jesus is commanding here then, when He says, "Do not speak against God's work," is simply this. To fall in with God's truth, you must recognize that His Spirit is the source of forgiveness, then embrace and welcome it. As long as you willfully refuse to recognize the truth, God's forgiveness has no door into your life. You have closed the door by refusing to recognize the Spirit's work. Therefore, embrace the Spirit's work and let in God's forgiveness. Forgiveness is always waiting to rush in like a flood. Open the door. Recognize God's work. The following is an excerpt from Michael Phillips' Levin 7, The Great Sin. Let us now turn back to the beginning of the verse to ask what it means to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Is it an act or a condition of mind and heart? It is the non-recognition of the Holy Spirit's work. It is thus a condition of heart, not a single act, spoken word. As long as such an attitude persists, forgiveness cannot find a home. Not recognizing the work of the Spirit closes the only door through which forgiveness can enter. Forgiveness cannot be manifested until its source is recognized. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to close my eyes to the Holy Spirit's work. Reveal the ways I overlook, disregard, or diminish what the Holy Spirit may be doing in my life or around me. Give me eyes to see the source of all you do. Keep the doors of my brain and heart open. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.